You have arrived at your destination.
So, I actually came up with the perfect title for your morning YouTube show.
Mine?
Yeah.
What is it?
Or your morning podcast.
Okay.
It's going to be called A Cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, you seem really excited about
That's
it.
That's awesome.
Start your morning with a cup of Joe.
The cup of Joseph.
Yeah, dude, what do you think? I think that's $1 million idea.
I mean, I think it's pretty clever, because that's my name, so yeah. I like it.
Yeah, or at work, it would be a cup of Joseph.
Right, yeah.
Because you're professionally known as Joseph.
That's true. Yeah, I don't go by my God-given name.
You go by your full name.
At school, but at work.
At work.
Which is the same thing.
Well, I'm so glad that we're gathered here, almost live, because we are really cutting this to the very last minute here.
Uh-huh.
But with the holidays with the holidays upon us here.
Yeah.
It's always hard to schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a nice Thanksgiving? Let's talk about that, first and foremost.
Let's talk about that.
How was your Thanksgiving, Joe?
Oh, it was great. Rhett, how was yours?
Well, hey, let's chat about your Thanksgiving. So how was it? What'd you have?
I had two Thanksgivings.
Tell the people how great your Thanksgiving was.
I had a vegetarian Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And then a non-vegetarian Thanksgiving later in the day.
Which one was better?
The non.
Mm. Yeah.
Because, I mean,
you get all your staples.
They were both really good, though, to be honest. I really enjoy both of them. I'm a big fan of stuffing.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's how I feel. Oh, man. It's like one of those feelings.
How was Thanksgiving? Oh, the stuffing was great.
Dude, the stuffing was great.
How was the turkey? What turkey?
Exactly. I'm a big fan, too. The stuffing is something that I really don't eat ever throughout the year, unless it's Thanksgiving
it's
or Christmas sometimes.
Yeah. I won't, yeah.
Christmas sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have, you know what? Let's just forget all about this meat stuff and let's just live on stuffing alone.
All right.
Just carbs.
just total carbs, man.
Carbivores.
We'll just stock up on stovetop.
Yeah, dude. We're just total carbosauruses, bro.
My mom used to make a lot of stovetop when I was growing up as a kid, but now she doesn't make it well, I mean, I don't live there, but I go over there pretty frequently and there's never any stovetop.
Man.
I know.
You know, my uncle makes stuffing in the crock pot.
Interesting.
And it turns out quite nice.
Wow.
A secret recipe from my family to yours.
Yeah, dude, you'll have to bring me some of that.
Bring me the, bring the horizon, dude. Bring me the stovetop, bro.
Seriously.
Dude, we're here under the shadow of the orange micro terror. Guys, I told you last week, briefly, maybe you're paying attention, maybe not. Maybe you're too busy with your Thanksgiving plans, who knows. But I did buy some guitar stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the Micro Terror came, and I am totally stoked on it.
Fucking terrified. Dude,
it's been scaring off everybody. My playing has really frightened.
Fucking both my neighbors moved out. Fucking scared shitless.
Dude, I learned some songs, though, briefly. Not all the way through, but, of course, Sabbath songs.
Mm-hmm.
So
I just want to fucking get the neighbors to move out.
That's true, man. So if you guys ever want to hear a really poor rendition of Iron Man or some of the main riffage from Electric Funeral, go ahead and hit me up anytime. Electric Funeral, maybe the coolest song title ever.
It is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
It is. I like Bark at the Moon.
Yeah, that's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, yeah.
Fronting both.
I like how this sits up on top of there so perfectly.
Yeah.
And they can't see what we're talking about.
You can't see what you're talking about, but the orange Micro Terror head sits perfectly on its 8-inch cabinet.
It does. It's very nice.
And it looks fantastic.
Did it come with this little cable too?
It came with everything you see here. So podcast listeners, if you buy a Micro Terror from Sweetwater, I would highly recommend it. Not a sponsor of the show yet.
Not yet.
But not only is it a deal and a half. It was about 250 bros, but it comes with the head and the patch cable and the power cable and the cabinet.
It's got 12 AX7 in the preamp section.
Yeah, dude.
That's about all I know about it.
Whatever that means. 20 watt.
Hey, it's loud, though, for a little 20 watt.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're kind of a guitar guy.
Sometimes.
And I bought a guitar, and I'm learning how to play it. So I was like, you know what? I want to talk to Joe about guitar stuff this week
on the podcast,
amongst other things. So I say that like, hey, we'll talk about guitar stuff, but really for the next hour, we're probably going to be all over the place.
Oh, yeah. That's typically how our conversations go anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially at work.
especially at work. Yeah, we've been working on we went down a really stupid rabbit hole about talking about dipping stupid stuff into stupid dipping sauces. Hey man, next time you go for those full size dill pickles, try dipping it in mayonnaise instead of old fashioned grape jelly or whatever it was.
Oh god.
Because we love the honey mustard at work. I gotta give a shout out here.
Yeah. Honey mustard's the best dipping sauce.
I'm just hoping that everybody at work starts slowly listening to the podcast and we can start implementing work stuff and people will actually know what we're talking about, because really right now none of our listeners know how good the honey mustard is at work.
They don't.
So
but
your loss.
Mm-hmm.
Your loss is my gain.
Right.
So I'll just have you guys know. It's on par with Texas Roadhouse's honey mustard, I think.
I mean, didn't they switch theirs up?
No, they switched up their chicken critters.
Oh, that's right.
Their chicken critters are now essentially chicken tenders that obviously are pre-frozen and come in a bag. And it's a real bummer because the other critters, man, it had a sort of ununiformed breading thing that made it seem like
almost like it was breaded with like frosted flakes or something, but not like corn chips.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, whatever, like, it just definitely had a hand battered, like, personalized touch,
flaky,
you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Now it's just like these are obviously uniform tenders you buy
at Dairy Queen,
at GFS. Oh yeah, like Dairy Queen's tenders and Texas Roadhouse tenders are not that far off anymore.
No,
so not. I'm dude, there's a GFS by the house, and I've been going in there just secretly trying to find some of my favorite tenders and wings that are served at the restaurant, but I keep buying the wrong stuff.
Do you? How many different wing options do they got down at GFS?
Oh, man. Dozens, bro.
Really?
Yeah.
Gordon Food Services.
Yeah, man. Big shout
out. Lots of options.
Lots of options. Big shout out. Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but yeah. If you need 10 gallons of mayo.
That's true.
That's the place to get it.
And you don't have a Sam's Club membership.
Right. Yeah, you can just walk up in there.
Yeah, no membership required. You don't have to be part of their secret club.
Right. Yeah.
So
that's the place is bullshit.
Yeah. Sam's Club? Yeah. I don't ever go.
No. Nope.
I don't ever go. We used to go a lot as kids, and I loved it because you'd be like, oh, here's 30 honey buns in a box.
Right.
Or would you like to have, you know, like those sleeves of donuts we talked about last episode? Like, you can buy those donut sleeves. You can buy like 50 to a box. So,
yeah,
maybe Sam's Club isn't as bullshit after all as we thought.
Well, I'm sure GFS has got that kind of thing, and there's a no membership fee.
That's true. You don't have to be a part of the Sam's Club Illuminati.
Right. Yeah.
So, but Joe, we are gathered here in the shadow of the Orange Micro Terror, and no Tecates this time.
Nope, just our vapes.
Just our vapes. I'm very proud of you for, making that change, man.
7 days I haven't smoked a cigarette. Joe Smoker is retired.
Joe Smoker is retired. Hey, man, well, cheers to you, man, living a healthy and happy lifestyle.
Really fucking up my New Year's resolution 2016.
Yeah, that's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
The man that's resolution for 2 years running was smoke more cigarettes is finally...
It's really starting to fucking catch up to me, dude.
Has finally decided to just throw that out the window.
Right.
So for 2019, we're going to be healthy.
Switching it up.
You already got a nice vegetarian Thanksgiving. Do you think you would cut out meat for 2019? Did you have a tofurkey?
I did, yeah. I did. It was actually really good.
So back in my vegan eating days, that's when I was looking the best. That's when I was the thinnest. I might go back to it, maybe 2019. We'll see how it goes. But yeah.
I mean, I don't think it would be hard for me to give up meat. It's just that I don't really care. I don't know. I don't have a desire to give it up.
True.
But I mean, I think I could.
Man, they had something, that came out. Tofurky made it. I believe Tofurky was that made it. But it was like this turkey-like loaf. And inside of it is stuffing.
Wow.
And you would just make it in the oven or whatever. Wow. And you would cut it, and there'd be slices of what tasted very much like turkey, very flavorful.
It is
with
really
stuffing
good
in the middle of it.
It is really good.
I would highly recommend it, guys.
They even had like a vegan or vegetarian style like gravy that they had cut up some of the tofurkey and put into this gravy.
Oh, nice.
And it was really good. Yeah. It was delicious.
Well,
but then I went to my mom's and ate an actual turkey and actual stuffing and the stuffing was, you know, pretty much the same on both sides. But
this might be made with chicken stock or something.
Yeah. The gravy was a little better.
Oh, man. Shots fired.
Yeah.
Are you, turkey or ham on Thanksgiving or both?
I like ham better than turkey, but we always have turkey on Thanksgiving and then ham at Christmas. And essentially all of the other sides are the exact same. But will you just get turkey one day and then ham the, you know, on Christmas? So
yeah.
It's kind of awesome.
We usually have turkey and ham on Thanksgiving.
That.
And then
options.
Christmas is a little bit different. It's a little bit of a wild card. We usually have meatloaf. Meatloaf or Cajun meatloaf.
Wow.
So meatloaf or spicy meatloaf.
We've had some years, I remember, we'll have like a, what is that cut of meat called? It's a real 90s cut of meat.
Real 90s like, cut of meat?
It's a, what is it?
We have like a prime rib.
Yes, that's what it was, prime rib. Thank you.
The real 90s cut of meat.
I just always feel like that's a real 90s food to me for some reason.
It's like something you'd get at Hometown Buffet.
Yeah.
Or you know
like Ponderosa.
Yes.
Yeah.
At Ponderosa, and they'll just slice it for you, and you'll hold your plate out there. And they'll be like, you're a little kid. What are you doing at the buffet all by yourself? And
right.
And you'll be like, look, I'm independent for my age.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm also overweight. At least that's what I, that was me when I was a kid.
I was always excited to go to the ice cream maker and make my own ice cream cone. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to Ponderosa, one of the big memories that I have is that huge block of cheese.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just like take the cheese slicer and slice you off your own.
Yeah. Slice of cheese.
Your own slice of cheese. Just like the good old days.
You slice it off. Put some in your pockets. Take it home with you.
I line all my pockets, man. I take half of it home. I take half the restaurant with me, dude.
We should just get trench coats and fill up like Ziploc bags and just see how much shit we can steal from the buffet.
Man. It's not all. It says all you can eat. It doesn't say all you can eat
right
here.
Now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what if I want this 2 weeks from now?
Well, we already made that decision. We're going to get as much food as we can from the buffet, line our trench coats.
And sneak it
into the movie theater. But we're also going to, the trench coats are going to be gigantic and we're going to wear one and you're going to be on my shoulders,
right.
Or I'm just going to go as one person. Yeah. Actually, it'd be funny if I was on your shoulders. Maybe impossible. Unless you start doing some squats,
Once
man. Once
you start doing some gains.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you get some gains. Yeah, in 20...
That's a really good idea that we should try to do that.
Hey, man, we have access to a full gym, so...
That's true.
All you have to do is squat somewhere between, depending on where I am, somewhere between 265 to 280 pounds.
I think I could do that.
Hey, man, that's all you
got
to do.
I got some strong legs, man.
you wouldn't be able to tell, man, but these legs are pretty strong. I fill out these Kohl's jeans.
Dude, fucking rock solid.
Rock solid, dude.
Murph.
But yeah, man, so I'm going to have you on here. Actually, one of the things that I wanted to talk about, and hopefully you've prepared this, because I didn't prepare you ahead of time,
okay.
But Foxbat is something that I want to talk about doing... really, a really great thing, a nice charitable thing for Iliad. Can you tell the listeners about this? Because 'tis the season to give, listeners. So
yeah.
Not only is Foxbat doing it, you can do it too.
So I'm sure a lot of people listening know Mike Mullins and his situation.
Mm-hmm.
They're currently staying down in Tennessee, Knoxville, maybe somewhere down there. I'm not sure. At like a, you know, a children's hospital because their baby, he's, I think, going maybe on close to a year. I think he was born back in February, but he was diagnosed with like a very, very rare, form of cancer. And I mean, they just need every last penny that they can possibly have and all the support that they can get. So all of, 100% of our, onesies and our toddler clothes and then one shirt design, all of the money goes to Mike and his family. And then the regular Foxbat merch, we're donating a percentage of that to go towards it as well. So if you want, you know, maybe you don't have any kids or something like that, you still want to contribute, you know, anything that you buy, CD, whatever, you know, some of the money's going towards the cause.
Yeah. And I'll post the links up for everybody. But yeah, you do have a limited run store. So you get some exclusive merchandise, onesies and, kids clothes for all you parents out there. And if you're not parents, pick up any merchandise and it will help support the cause
for sure.
So, yeah, guys, I wanted to talk to you about that, Joe. Right, you know, right off the top of the hour, man. Because that is a great cause, and like I said, it is the season to be giving. I've been giving a lot to charity lately.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
That's awesome.
So I feel like this is like the first Christmas in a long time where I'm like, hey, I'm like not worried about whether or not I can afford gifts this year.
Right.
So I've been trying to help everybody out. We're doing Haven House and the Angel Tree and all kinds of good stuff. Yeah. So.
For sure.
Listeners out there, you can be a part of a great cause. Look for the link in the description there. And like Joe said, every dollar goes towards helping Iliad when it comes to the Live It & Run merch. And then all of your merchandise, there's going to be a big percentage that's going to go there too.
Yes, that is so correct.
Get your... What a great Christmas gift idea.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get yourself or your loved one a little something for Christmas and help them out at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That rocks.
It does rock.
Giving rocks.
It does. I love giving people stuff.
Are you a gift giver or a gift...
I'm both, man.
I'm both, dude.
I'm both. I receive them and I give them.
Dude, I'm bad. I'm bad in the dude, gifts, I'm bad as hell, dude. Christmas gifts, dude.
Yeah. I give a lot of gifts.
Yeah, I made that joke earlier because, you know, of course people say... Someone at work said GIF, and I know it's supposed to be... GIF, but I can't get over that, and I've said it on the podcast before. So
you say GIF,
like we're talking about GIF,
yeah,
like animated GIF.
Uh-huh.
No, I always say GIF.
Me too.
I always call it GIF.
GIF.
But apparently, you know, the dickhead that made a GIF for the first time was like, "Dude, I pronounce it GIF." So the whole internet thinks that it's GIF now.
Mm.
So I'm not into it.
You know what? Fuck that guy. I'm going to call it GIF or GIF. Fuck.
Yeah. So I always call it GIF.
I've always called it GIF.
But I was talking to someone at work and I was like, yeah, I've been getting a lot of ideas for Christmas gifts this year. You know?
Yeah. Because you don't know how to say the actual word gift anymore.
Yeah.
Who knows, GIFs. Man?
So GIF. Animated GIF, Christmas gift,
mm-hmm.
Just a T separates it, but totally different pronunciation.
Totally different.
What's
thing.
On your Christmas list this year?
I
don't want to make this a Christmas-centric podcast.
That's all right. I got a lot of stuff on my Christmas list.
I know
list.
You do.
Speedboat.
Yeah,
first
obviously.
And foremost. A couple wave runners.
First and foremost, Speedboat.
Speedboat, wave runner.
I'm going to take it out first day.
First day, yeah. On the Ohio River.
On the Ohio River.
Fucking
it's
negative 10 degrees. Some of my goddamn fucking twin wave runners. Dude, yeah. You can go with me.
Great.
You can, freezing our dicks
you
off.
Can get hypothermia with me.
We die together, brother. There's one way I want to go out. It's on a fucking wave runner.
That's it, man.
Yep.
What a way to go.
I do want, like, a in all seriousness, not that, you know, I would love to have all of those things, but a... guitar wireless system for my guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I put that on my Christmas list, and that's pretty much about it. That's really the only thing that I need.
Right, yeah.
That one I don't necessarily even need. That it's just would help. It's convenient.
Yeah.
So I would like to have one of those.
Well, now that I'm dabbling in the world of guitars, man, I've been going through Sweetwater, looking up a bunch of most excellent gear, and. Yeah, wireless system. That's what I need for this micro terrier.
It
bro.
Is, dude. It is.
I can't possibly just sit down here in the old stewed and rip it with a cord.
You can't. What if you were like doing laundry or something?
That's true.
You know
don't want
mean?
To lose the inspiration. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
You don't. Or when you're cooking.
Oh, that's
you
true.
You know what I mean?
I can smell what you're cooking with that one. Coming here, the Foreman grill smelling up my house.
Right.
Oh, dude, it smells like somebody grilled in here. Well, as a matter of fact, someone did.
Someone did. George did.
George did.
Blame it on George.
But yeah, so wireless system.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel that. Anything on my Christmas list this year, it's always the same stuff. I always like a bunch of little things. So I'll put like, you know, DVDs and comic books or other books or something. A microphone.
I like clothes. Too.
Yeah, you're at that age where you like clothes.
Yeah.
Actually, this was something that was big on my Christmas list this year is I want to get new pillows.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm an adult officially.
My
I'm like, I need to get new pillows.
What I wanted, and I told her pots and pans. So yeah. I get it.
Yeah.
You like a nice new pot rack or something.
Yeah. No. Probably some pot. Jow. No, yeah. Pots and pans, Mom.
Mom, pots and pans.
Jeez.
I don't know where to find that.
Joe, you got like a dealer or something for these pots? Pots and pans, Mom. Call Paula Deen. She'll deal it to you.
Right, yeah.
Call Wolfgang
call Martha Stewart. You can probably get both.
That's true. Martha Stewart, man. Can you believe that she went to prison for insider trading? What a hard ass.
I know, dude. She is a gangster.
Yeah. Not only can she, you know.
And she's kind of hot.
You know, that's weird that you said that. Martha Stewart, she's... hanging in there for her age. Kind of a babe, bro.
Kind of a babe, yeah, for an elderly woman. If you want to, I don't know how old she is.
Yeah, I don't know how old she is
either. She looks like she's maybe 45, but I would guess that that number.
She probably has some home apple cider vinegar remedy for holding back the hands of time.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, on my Christmas list this year, guys, probably the Twilight Zone complete series and some comic books, probably.
Yeah.
Or maybe some sweet new guitar gear.
Socks. When I was a kid, I used to hate getting socks.
A lightning bolt guitar strap.
Now I'm super into getting new socks because I wish I could just have a fresh pair of socks to start every day with. So,
well, this is basically where I am in my life. So, here's a pro tip for all the listeners out there. If you also are into socks, I went to Target during back to school.
Mm.
Like, so they put a bunch of clothes and stuff on sale. Well, they had these packs of socks, and they were 20 pair of black crew socks, and then they had the same ones, they're Hanes,
mm-hmm.
and then they had the same 20 pair in white. So I bought 3 or 4 packs of them.
How much was each pack?
And they were on sale for like $8.95.
Damn.
So I spent about $30 to $40 for socks alone, but I literally still have an unopened pack.
Nice.
And I'm just wearing them constantly. And if I lose one, I'm like, who cares? I threw like every other pair of socks of mine away.
That's awesome.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's liberating. So, it guys, is. Back to school time, stock up on your socks.
That's
at Target.
That's a genius idea, dude.
So,
I can't believe I didn't think of that.
Yeah, man. It is what
Peddler's
it is.
Peddler's Mall's got some stupid deals on socks,
dude,
too.
Stupid deal. Could you imagine going there? What if they were used, bro?
They're not. They're still in the packaging. They're brand new.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I'd trust it.
Nah,
I know
good.
You can get a lot of diabetic socks there. I don't like... They have diabetic socks.
Do they?
At Peddler's Mall.
I haven't seen those.
The only time I go to Peddler's Mall is to look for VHS tapes.
Really? I don't even have a VHS player, but now I kind of want one.
Oh, yeah. You should definitely get one. I have a pretty low-key collection because I used to have an entire bookcase filled with VHS tapes, and then I came home one day, and the sheer weight of the tapes
they are heavy.
Destroyed that case, and it was just leaning off to the side with a bunch of tapes and it's on the floor. So yeah. I boxed them all up and they're kind of hidden away throughout the house.
It was that double VHS Titanic set that you bought, dude.
Dude, it,
you'd knock somebody out that thing, man.
It's like a brick, man. It's the size of a phone book,
it
brother.
It really is, dude.
Size of a phone book now.
Yeah.
Actually, the phone book now is like the size of the first tape alone.
We got a phone book laying in our yard, and I picked it up the other day, and I was like, man, this is just such a fucking waste of paper.
Yeah.
It really is.
I got a phone book, and literally, I'm like, I don't know. It was like one of those things where I was like, if I don't pick it up, maybe they'll just
collect it.
Yeah. And it literally, for 3 months, stayed outside in rain, snow, sleet, and then finally I just took it from my front porch directly to my trash can.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't need this.
No.
I have the internet.
Right. And I mean, pretty much everybody does. So.
Yeah. And I have a mobile phone.
And
I have a smartphone.
Don't go to the library and use their internet.
That's true. I have a smartphone. So if you have a smartphone, guys, you pretty much have a phone book right there.
Yeah.
Think about this for 1 second, Joe. Your phone, okay, not only do you make calls, but now you also text, but it's also like a awesome camera, and it's like a computer, and it's like everything in a Radio Shack ad from like 1995, but just in one thing in your pocket.
You got your streaming your music.
Yeah,
texting your friends, getting on the internet.
Netflix,
you know, looking at Amazon, shit on Amazon you can't afford.
I mean, we can afford it because we're rich.
Right. Still looking at $300,000 houses on Zillow.
Dude, yeah.
$20 in your pocket.
I'm going to order a yacht off Amazon.
Right. I bet Amazon has yachts.
Do you think so?
I don't know.
We'll look it up.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Here, you have to take control of the podcast for a second while I look that up.
Greetings, wildlings.
But yeah, let's see. Oh, I got a message. Wonder who it's from.
Me too.
Probably from the same person.
It was you. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, who was it from? Okay. Anyway, guys, Thank you for bearing with us. This is stupid.
It's not, though, because I want to know, and I'm pretty sure everybody else wants to know.
All right, guys, you wanted to know.
Yacht.
Well, let's, and if it, dude, today's a good day to buy a yacht because
I got yacht captain hat, yacht cover,
yacht men's cologne.
How are you going to buy just a, like, an all purpose cover for your, like, yacht?
There's a giant inflatable pool float that looks like a yacht. I wonder how big it is. Dude. There's a lot of yacht hats here.
There are a lot of yacht hats. A lot of DVDs showing you how to maintain your yacht if you do own one.
Yeah. So, but I was going to say, today would be a great day to buy a yacht because it's Cyber Monday.
That's true. You know, 20% off of $1 million is quite a bit of money.
That's true, man. That's some substantial savings right there.
Dude, I went to JCPenney on Black Friday, and like almost everything in their store was 77% off.
Good Lord.
I know.
For what? Was it like their 77th anniversary or something?
I don't know, but everything was like 77% off, and like you could get, you know, something dirt-ass cheap that you typically wouldn't have been able to afford, but I didn't really have any money anyway at that time.
Yeah.
We went to Chicago, and I spent all my money there.
Yeah.
On Tecates and tacos. And
yeah, I feel that.
Yeah.
How did you feel about Chicago? This is a music podcast, after all. Let's talk about your last few strings of dates. How did it go?
Good. It went good. We played in Elizabethtown, Kentucky, at a rural brewery. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
What happened to your
guitar head? Why don't you tell the listeners about that, bro?
Oh. Well,
why don't you relive the horror of that and then discuss the triumph?
So we're putting our stuff up there on stage. Well, it was on the floor. There was a stage, but whenever the stage is small, we always just opt to play on the floor instead. And then there was like a table sitting next to where my amp was, and it had whiskey and Coca-Cola in it, and Clay knocked it over. And it just fell on the ground and shattered. And I was like, Clay, dude, you just knocked that drink over. And he was just like, you fucking should have been sitting there. I was like, it's on the table. Look out. But anyway, we didn't really think anything of it. And I turned my amp on, and it's just not doing anything. It's not working. I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? So I'm pulling all my cables out, sticking them in different holes, like trying to figure
like
out what the hell's going on.
Like your 1920s phone operator.
Basically, like a big-ass switchboard just plugging and just being like, all right, what the fuck? Is this going to work or not? And then Clay was like, oh, dude, there's a bunch of liquid back here. And I'm just like, oh, wow.
I think I found your problem, man.
I think I found it. It
looks like there's a 50-50 solution of whiskey and Coca-Cola here.
Yeah, and so it just wasn't working. So, and we're leaving on the road the next day, and Clay luckily had a backup head that I could use just in case, but he took it home with him that night, and I feel like he put it, like I said, like a big ass tote full of rice and just
put it in a bag of rice, dude.
Yeah, like a garbage bag of rice. I don't know what he did, but we woke up and somehow it was working again. So we just kind of said, fuck it.
Crisis averted.
We took the Laney with us just in case, but it sure enough.
At first there was tragedy, and now there's nothing but triumph.
Mm-hmm. Victory,
dude. There's
it's a victory head.
I can't wait till like, you know, you have to go get it worked on again. Somebody takes it apart and they're like, dude, there's just a bunch of fucking rice in here, bro.
Where's your problem,
dude? Here's your problem right here, dude. It's saturated with rice.
Right. I'm like, what?
Did you play a wedding or something, man? Dude, you play a lot of weddings or what, bro?
Oh man,
so yeah. So you played Elizabethtown, you played Chicago. Did you get a hot dog while you were there?
I tried to. I couldn't really find any, to be honest. You
couldn't find any?
No, there wasn't really any Chicago hot dog stands like you see in the movies. Like, you know, give me a fucking hot dog.
Yeah.
None.
What about the deep dish pizza? Yeah, did you get one?
Few and far between up there in Chicago, surprisingly.
Man.
But I've been to Geno's before when I went to Chicago.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, I'm not super crazy about deep dish pizza.
Me
anyway.
Neither.
It's okay. But we went to this place called Demo's, I think is what it was called.
Yep.
And it was actually New York style pizza in Chicago. And I got like chicken and waffle or something weird, just a good experimental. And it was really good. Actually.
Oh, really?
I got a pep sausage to play it safe, and then I got something a little wacky just in case I didn't like it.
Yeah, just in case I didn't like pep sausage, I better get this chicken and waffle.
Right.
What a safe backup plan. You got to have an escape route, you know, just in case pep sausage doesn't work out
for
you.
Then we stayed at Nathan's house.
Oh, hey.
Yeah.
Does he still live by Super Subs?
No, but he doesn't live far from there, because I remember when we stayed there, and I was like connecting the dots the whole time I was talking to this guy, because I didn't realize Clay knew the same guy.
Right.
And then he was like, yeah, man, I think you stayed with Baby Yeah when you guys played in Chicago. And I was like, no way. I was like, that was your place? And I was like, we went and got some Euros downstairs across the street.
Dude.
Yep. And he's like, yeah, dude, I don't live there anymore, but he lives like not too far from there.
Well, hey, how's Nathan doing?
Really good.
Big shout out to Nathan. I don't know if you're listening to the podcast, but I'd love to have you on as a guest.
Yeah. No, he's a super nice guy. Real nice apartment. And yeah, it was cool.
He and I go way back. Guys, you guys remember Nathan from East 146?
Mm-hmm.
From way back in the day.
Okay, question.
Okay.
Who did we stay with in New York City?
Let's see. Who did we stay
with
in New York City?
Was that guy's name not also Nathan?
No, that's the drummer of East 146.
The drummer. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
So
that's where the confusion was.
Yes.
Because I was thinking, for some reason, I saw him and like immediately thought that that was the guy that we stayed with in New York. And for some reason, he was in Chicago. And I couldn't figure it out. But
no.
I finally figured it out.
But you know what? The pieces came together.
They did.
I will always remember the day that day hanging out in Chicago, because after a few cold beers, I'm like looking at Chase. And I've mentioned this on the podcast before too, guys. But it's been years ago, so let me bring you up to speed. But that night was the day. That night was the day. That night was the night that I realized that the kids in the Mighty Ducks were good enough to win the gold medal at the Junior Olympics, aka the Goodwill Games, in Mighty Ducks 2, but they weren't good enough to make their high school varsity hockey team in Mighty Ducks 3. I put that together that night.
That is amazing. Yeah,
you're good enough to win a gold medal in 2. But not make your varsity hockey team.
Right, at your school.
How come the varsity hockey team wasn't Team USA?
Right.
Just a few years before.
Yeah.
Riddle me that.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing.
That's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm. Gordon Bombay,
except
dude.
For Banks.
Banks?
Banks.
The blonde-haired kid?
He made the varsity team. He's the only one.
He was, yeah.
Gordon Bombay, also, just want to point out, there's probably never been a man that looks like Emilio Estevez with the Christian last name of Bombay ever. That is a fake name for a white guy from Minnesota.
Yep.
So,
Gordon Bombay.
Do you think he's from Hopkins Brock or Shigushu?
I don't know. It's hard saying, you know? Yeah. It's really hard telling.
Dude, Minnesota, it's big country.
It is
there.
A big country. Very large country.
It's big country up there in Minnesota. They love their hockey.
They do. They sure do.
The Shigushu Sharks, man. Mm-hmm. They're looking good this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No one's going to get that joke. It's just a podcast for two.
Don't worry about
basically.
It.
Basically.
Don't worry about it. If you're wondering
if you're
what we're talking about it,
great.
Just look at a map of Minnesota, find Minneapolis, and look 30 clicks due east.
Yeah,
and
you'll know what we're talking about.
Shigushu.
And Hopkins Brock.
Yeah.
Just a hop, skip, and a jump. Just adjacent.
Just adjacent to it.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's listening to this podcast at this point.
I think there's probably still about 15 or 20.
Dude, if you're still listening at the 32-minute mark, go ahead and shoot me an email and just say, hey, still listening. Just put it on Facebook. Just say, still listening. We'll see.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yep. It is funny, though, because we always do this. We always get into some weird topic, and then it just spirals out of control to, like, maybe to literally now no one knows what the fuck we're talking about.
That's true. So. But let's get back on track here. Joe, so played Chicago. And then what was your last date? Let's
wrap it up.
Indianapolis.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think about the Hoosier Dome?
Oh, dude, it was a lot smaller than when I saw the Colts play.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was great, too. Guys, if you're not familiar with the venue, the Hoosier Dome in Indianapolis, okay, growing up, man, I always heard about, like, the Hoosier Dome, and that was where the Colts used to play, okay, as the name of the venue was called the Hoosier Dome. It was this huge stadium, and you know, they tore down the Hoosier Dome a few years ago, turns out. And by the way, my uncle actually has a wallet made out of some of the recycled materials from it. It's like a
awesome
commemorative wallet.
That's cool.
But anyway, so years ago when I was like, they're like, yeah, dude, we got booked at the Hoosier Dome, and I'm like, the Hoosier Dome? Like, this is going to be a gigantic
shit.
This is going to be a gigantic show.
With fucking AC/DC?
Yeah. Can't believe it, dude. GNR's getting back together, brother. What's going on? But yeah, and it turns out the Hoosier Dome is actually the name of a punk rock venue. I guess it's a punk rock venue. It's a very small venue, mm-hmm. and it holds about, would you say, 30 people?
Maybe. Maybe 50.
Yeah, maybe 50.
Ironically, though, it actually sounds pretty good.
It's an awesome venue.
It really is.
And good crowd up there in Indy, too.
Yeah.
So how'd you guys do?
We did well.
Nice.
We did well.
Well, there's nothing. You can't ask for anything more than well.
No. No. No, you cannot. Especially when you're playing cities you've never played in before.
That's true.
So we'll take it.
I just feel like if there's more than, say, 15 people there, like, I'm like, yeah, dude, it was a good night.
Yeah.
You know?
Pretty much, yeah.
And back in the day, you know, with 15 people, yeah, that might not seem like a lot of, that might not seem like a lot, but we always did pretty well at selling merch to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you had 15 people there, you might be walking away with about, you know, $200 to $300 in merch.
Yeah. And we got paid anyway, regardless.
And you get paid anyway.
So we got our guarantee. We sold our tees and we fucking did.
And then we peaced. So, man, what's it like, dude, being out there on the road here in 2018?
It's rough, man.
I'm 2 years removed from the game.
It's rough. I mean, it's the same thing. Just the exact same. Yeah. Especially when you're just playing by yourself, when you go on runs by yourself. And then you talk to promoters and they're like, yeah, we'll get this local band. And then you get there and the three other local bands actually aren't local at all. They're just other bands, you know what I mean, from, like, the surrounding tri-state area.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, local to us is, like, within a 100-mile radius. I'm like, dude, what the fuck are you guys doing up here, man?
What are you doing up here, brother?
Yeah. But, I mean, it's fine. Like, you meet people, and really, the second time you go back is always a lot better.
Right.
So.
But the hustle, the grind, it's still there.
Oh, yeah, very much so.
Same stuff, mm-hmm. different decade.
Same shit, yes. Well, it's the same decade.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Just the same stuff.
Same shit, brother. Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah, dude. I miss it. I miss life on the road, but also... I kind of like just being able to have a home base.
Right. Yeah. Stable. And we don't go out very long. Like, the longest run we did was like 6 or 7 days.
Yeah.
And all the shows were good, so it didn't really matter.
Yeah. Well, anytime you guys play, it's going to be pretty good. You know what I'm saying?
We have fun.
The last time I saw you guys at the Versus show, it was you guys were on Far.
Dude, that was the funnest show I think I've probably played with our band, to be honest.
That was I've seen you guys play several times. You guys my favorite the local bands and but yeah, that was the best I've seen you guys play.
Thanks.
And I've seen you guys play a lot.
That was a lot of fun.
You have my endorsement, guys. You heard it first. Sean, the wild man himself, is endorsing Foxbat.
I'll take it. We'll take everything we can get right now.
Yeah, dude. So what do you have planned for the rest of the year?
Nothing. We're just chilling.
How awesome is that?
That's awesome. That's great.
You don't have any personal plans?
Not really. No. Just kind of hanging out, doing my thing.
Yeah.
Working, chilling, making money. Eating food.
Eating food, dude. Not smoking.
That's about it. Yeah, not smoking. Well, we are doing like some studio stuff, but other than that, I mean, it's really nothing. I mean, it's
you're going to be at home base.
At home base,
for the next month or so.
Yeah, so that's nice. And even, you know, writing songs all together is fun. So
yeah.
It's not like work, really. It's fun being creative and figuring out stuff like that. So we like doing that.
Yeah, I feel that. If you ever need a third guitarist, bro.
Oh, dude.
Eddie Van Halen, dude.
Lube up the telly.
Let me tell you what, dude. I think Eddie Van Halen could probably fit in.
Dude,
right?
I don't know, man.
Pretty well.
Some of those licks, I don't know if he can... I don't know if he'll cut it.
He'll come in with his jester hat from whenever they wanted to be cool in the 90s. Just Google it. Eddie Van Halen wearing a jester hat.
I'll have to look that up.
During their Gary Cherone phase.
I'll have to check that out, dude.
Yeah, no. Just don't worry about it.
Okay, I'll skip it. Fuck it.
But yeah, for me, man, the rest of the year, I'm going to just be C-H-I-L-L-I-N mm-hmm. apostrophe. Trying to get some stuff lined up, man. I'm excited to kind of take a little brisake from the podcast, take a little break for a couple weeks, man, because Christmas and New Year's falling on a Tuesday.
This will be the first bye week we've ever had.
Yeah, that's true. The first break that we've had on this podcast in almost 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So January 3rd will be our second anniversary.
When's the last one before the New Year one? Like, you know, after New Year's. When will be the last one? Like December, middle of December?
It'd be December 18th.
18th?
Yeah. Give or take. I'm not somewhere looking at a calendar, yep. But Christmas falls
on the 25th, on the 25th. That, which is a Tuesday.
Which is a Tuesday. So let's subtract 7.
Yep.
Well, and the 18th.
That's the 18th.
So we'll have a nice break from the 18th to January 8th.
Yeah.
So it's just 2 weeks.
Just 2 weeks, y'all.
But it'll feel like forever, especially if you're one of our devoted listeners that listen as soon as it's released every Tuesday.
Who are your top five favorite guitarists?
Oh, great. We're talking about... It's so funny, too, guys.
I forgot.
We were going to prepare an awesome little game for you here about our top five favorite guitarists. And this is going to be a guitar-centric episode of the podcast, as what you might have heard me mention that at the beginning, but it's really turned out to be
nothing like that at all.
Joe does play guitar.
Sometimes I
do. So that's good. And I got an Orange Micro Terror, and I'm learning.
Yep.
Let's see. Top five favorite guitarists, bro.
Try not to steal any of mine, because I don't know very many.
Oh, yeah? Who's on your list?
Tom Morello.
Definitely Tom Morello would not even come close to making my list. Good.
The only reason I like Tom Morello is because I don't like his like crazy like kill switch soloing shit, mm-hmm. but he writes really good riffs.
Yeah, dude, he is a riff Meister general.
Really,
but
really riffy.
The solos are exactly what turns me off about
Tom
Morello.
Yeah, I would agree with that. But
it's like, check out this solo, and it's just him going, where?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm not super into the solos, but I do love his riffs a lot. And a lot of my riffs, I think, kind of sound like the riffs he writes.
Mm.
You
saying you have a heavy influence?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Rage.
Sure. Of rage,
you got all this pent-up rage.
Pent-up fucking rage. And another awesome thing was, like, he had his guitar, and on the back of it, it said, like, fuck Trump or something like that.
Yeah.
And then he tweeted a picture of it or something, and then somebody replied. Did you see that?
No.
Somebody replied and was like, oh, look, another magician thinking he's a fucking political expert. And then he's like, well, you know, I didn't graduate from Harvard with a PhD in, like, political science, this and that. And he's like, but, you know, actually, I fucking did. So
that's true. Like,
just shut your fucking mouth.
I like that you said magician. But
magician.
But I know what you meant. Musician. He is a magician behind that guitar.
He's a fucking math magician, dude.
He's a magician on that fretboard, brother.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Okay. So Tom Morello made your list. Okay, here's somebody that made my list that definitely would not be making yours. One Paul Ace Frehley. It's definitely Frehley.
From Kiss.
From Kiss. A band that people just don't respect. And honestly, a lot of the times I can't blame them. But Ace Frehley, definitely the coolest member. He's the one that got out while the getting was good. And he's responsible for some of their most crafted righteous songs. And he's like the heavy one, man. Like, mm-hmm. He was like the one when they all went off and did solo albums. Like, he actually put out a hard rocking album and didn't do a bunch of dumb stuff,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
And he's responsible for some pretty sick riffage, and he's got a unique sound all his own. When you hear his solos, when you hear what he does, you definitely know it's Ace Frehley.
Sure.
Kind of quirky, but style all his own.
Yeah.
He's making my list. Who's next on yours, dude?
Next on mine. This is going to be a weird one.
Okay, let's hear it, bro.
But,
Kid Rock.
And you wouldn't really think of this person as much of a guitar player as you would a singer, but Chris Connolly.
Oh, okay.
I think is a really, really, really good guitar player.
Would not have put him on the list, but this is your favorite.
Yeah, and his chord progressions and the shit that he comes up with is like fucking mind-blowing to me.
Hmm.
And I love it. I think it's fantastic. So he's on mine.
Big Saves the Day fan.
I am. And I mean, even if he didn't sing, I would like still really enjoy the way that he plays guitar.
Right. It's just solid. Sometimes it's nice. You know, like, I kind of feel that way about like Matt Skiba sometimes. I'm like, dude, this guy's just really solid. Matt Skiba from Alkaline Trio.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dude, you're singing, you're writing like these solid like riffs. Cool. Mm-hmm. He's not making my list. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
So
I get it, though.
Someone that made my list, you might also know him as a singer, and you might not think of him as a guitarist, but you do. That would be one Prince Rogers Nelson,
yeah,
a.k.a. Prince.
Yeah.
AKA the artist formerly known as Prince.
Right.
Just a symbol, unpronounceable.
Right, yeah.
But very sick guitarist.
Yeah, he's a ripper, dude.
A telly player.
You want to know who's also a ripper that you wouldn't expect to be a ripper? Brad Paisley.
Yeah, dude. Brad Paisley is for real like a sick, sick guitarist.
He really is.
It's kind of like John Mayer. It's kind of like that for me too. Just like somebody that like is just absolutely great at the instrument, and you just don't think of them
of
being
him
like
being that good. Yeah.
A ripper.
Yeah, he does rip hard.
You know,
both of those dudes.
And you know who else is kind of like that for me? Even though like all he does is get respect for his guitar work, though, is to me like Jack White.
Jack White was actually on my list.
Oh snap! Well, let's talk about it now since he's on your list.
Yeah, he's on there.
Definitely.
Jack White. I love the White Stripes like growing up, and I like the Rock and Tours a lot, and I think a lot of shit he does is weird and just sounds cool. And honestly, like, I don't even listen to any of his music anymore, really.
Right.
But like the iconic shit and like
the fact
that
he's still making it, I respect that.
Yeah. But like some of like the older shit and the Rock and Tours and stuff like that is fucking sick.
What I like about Jack White is he's not afraid to just do something different.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he's not, which
and
is cool.
He likes music. He puts out a lot of music. Mm-hmm. Like, that's good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
He's keeping rock and roll alive. He's one of a few people out there, like a handful of bands that still like rock.
Yeah. Just to
clarify. And I'm just so tired of seeing Dave Grohl, so I don't want to give him any more credit.
I started from my least favorite, Working Up.
Yeah, I'm kind of getting there. But yeah, Jack White, I definitely respect old Jack White, but mm-hmm. that's what I'm saying. He's one of a handful of people, him and like Dave Grohl, but I didn't want to give Dave Grohl any credit. If I never see Dave Grohl again, it would be too soon. I don't know what else to say. And it's not that like he's done anything that made me dislike him. I'm just tired of like anything that happens, like Dave Grohl's in it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. He kind of seems like he kind of seems like a dick too sometimes.
I don't know.
Like, when I watch shit on like YouTube of him, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm getting the wrong vibe. And I know he does a lot of good things for people, like charitable causes and stuff like that. But he just seems like he's got a fucking ego.
Yeah, I'm just burnt out. Yeah. I'm grolled out. Dude. That doesn't mean Dave. I know you're probably listening.
You're probably
bummed that I said that. But you can still do the podcast, man. I'll still gladly have you on the show.
Yeah, don't mix it and make you sound like a fucking idiot. Just kidding.
You just put it like a ghost. It's like the ghost face killer from Scream. Yeah. voice changing on there.
Hey, Sydney.
Is that close? I don't know. I can't remember what close. That guy sounds like.
Let's see. Who's going to make my list? Dude, I'll tell you what. I'm just going to skip to number one. Who needs to? We don't need to beat around this bush.
Yeah, dude.
Much longer. But, dude.
Bushwhacker.
You know who I'm going to say.
Jimmy Page?
No, man.
Who?
One Tony Iommi.
Tony Iommi, dude. Mr. No Fingers.
From Sabbath, man. Just a great riff writer. Talk about somebody that can write a riff.
Yeah, he is a really good riff writer.
Evil.
Yeah.
Evil riffage.
Yeah. Simple evil riffage.
Man. I mean, just get to the point, man. Like, what's the point? The point is, this is satanic.
Right.
AF.
It is.
And he just made it happen, dude. I've been learning a lot of the riffs. And honestly, to me, like, you know, I don't know how you feel about guitar work, but it's not about how many notes you play. It's just about how, I don't know,
cool they sound.
Yeah.
It's about the fucking head bob, dude.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? AC/DC.
Play CDC.
So, brother.
Like, there's a group of like iconic guitar players that are kind of just lump all into being equally as awesome.
Yeah.
And it's like Angus Young, Joe Walsh from the Eagles, Brian May, Jimmy Page, mm-hmm. like all of them. I'm just like, they just were special.
Man, you know I was watching some Brian May stuff on YouTube, and I've been, you know, Queen's like my favorite band, and or one of my favorite bands anyway. They're definitely in the top three with Sabbath and the Beatles. So depending on where you catch me, you know, they're going to be amongst my faves. But I was watching some of his stuff on YouTube, and it was basically about his guitar. Now, Brian May made his guitar that he plays, the Red Special.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like in depth. I never really paid attention before, but it's like, he's like, here are all these switches, and these pickups are in phase and out of phase with each other, and this is what it sounds like in this configuration. This is what it sounds like in this configuration. And he plays with a sixpence. He plays with like an actual British coin instead of a guitar pick.
Really?
Yeah. And whenever you see him play, man, he's just like totally focused.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a guy that just like totally focused on the instrument.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he's just like shredding some of the most insane stuff, and it's just making it look super easy.
Yeah, he's fucking bad.
So, Brian May, big shout out to you, brother. Heard Queen might be going back on tour, man. I haven't seen the movie yet. I haven't seen Bohemian Rhapsody yet, but people are going ham for it. So I heard they might be going back on tour.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, dude.
Who's going to sing?
Well, I mean, they've had Adam Lambert
That's cool.
tour with them for the past few years.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
What a fucking, yeah.
That's a good get.
That's a good gig for him.
Yeah, what do you do? Well, I was on American Idol, but now I'm in Queen.
Right, yeah, no big deal.
So
I think he actually would be the biggest winner probably of all time.
That's true.
Kelly Clarkson, shut up.
Yeah, shut up, Carrie Underwood. Right. She won, right?
Carrie Underwood?
Yeah.
I don't think so. Maybe she did. Fuck, I think she did win. I know Kelly Clarkson.
She did win.
Yeah.
But nobody else. It's funny. It's like when you're...
See, well, the thing is about Adam Lambert, too, is he didn't win. He got second place.
Yeah, it really benefits you to not win American Idol.
It really does.
Because
who won? Who was it? Chris... what's that guy's name? Fuck. Can't think of
his
name.
Chris Daughtry?
Is that him?
He came in like fifth.
Oh, did he really?
Fourth or fifth, yeah.
Oh.
Dude, that season had like, so it was Taylor, I can't remember what his name was, Taylor Hicks. I think that was his name, Taylor Hicks, that won. And man, like, it's like that guy went on to do like nothing, but like Daughtry had a promising career.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Pickler is like had a popular country music career. Yeah, there's like two or three other people that like did awesome that year.
I didn't realize that Lambert and Daughtry were on the same season.
They're not.
Oh, well, never mind then.
Yeah, forget about it.
Okay.
I didn't realize that because it didn't happen. But yeah, it will just benefit you to not win. So that's why I've been not winning American Idol all these years.
Right, I've been coming in like 6 millionth.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I want to get my name out there, but I want to play by my own rules.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't want to bet. I don't want to kowtow to the man.
You're guaranteed to not win if you don't audition.
That's true.
So
I've been not winning for 20 years almost.
Yeah. So your time's coming.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So I just keep getting better and better at this guitar, and I keep not auditioning. And one day my ship's going to come in. My yacht is going to come in on Cyber Monday.
It is. Amazon.com.
Amazon.com/yacht. Yeah, guys, if you want to check out the podcast, just go to amazon.com/yacht. Oh, man, well, you're picking up the old Telecaster here. You're getting a free concert here. Great. This podcast is just going downhill at this point. We've got a little shred sesh.
All right, I'm dead.
But yeah, that's a little taste of...
that's a new Foxbat song.
Yeah, this is the world premiere. A little exclusive. Dude. Man, I should have asked you to prepare a piece.
Oh, dude. Yeah, I could have. I could have prepared
for the
piece.
Show. Yeah, just play acoustically. And by that, I mean just like...
an electric guitar.
With
Plugged in.
Not plugged into the Micro Terror.
Yeah. We don't want to hook it up to the Micro Terror, dude.
It'll blow your face off.
Blow your speakers out in your Prius.
But yeah, Joe... we pretty much said everything that we had to say, I think. Who was your number one favorite guitarist? Did you just put all Jimmy Page and Brian May and everybody into your number one
pretty
spot?
Pretty much, yeah. Just all like the iconic classic.
Jimmy Page, fucking, though, man. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy Page, I think, is the best like riffer, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Tony Iommi and the Sabbath songs, but I think I like the simplicity of it. But Jimmy Page, I don't know, man. That dude's just got some funky fucking riffs.
Yeah, dude.
And I really enjoy those.
Yeah, man. I mean, Zeppelin, you're going to be hard-pressed to find a band that rocks harder than Zeppelin.
That's true. Who were you telling me to listen to that had like an insanely good guitar player, the guitar work you were super into? The Melvins or something like that?
The Melvins?
No, maybe it wasn't the Melvins. Who the fuck was it?
Thin Lizzy.
Thin Lizzy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thin Lizzy. The Melvins. Not even close, bro. No.
I was thinking of just like some weird name.
Yeah,
that
dude.
Was the first thing to come to my head.
Thin Lizzy and Judas Priest. If you want to hear
Priest.
A nice two guitar attack on both, those bands rock hard.
Sure do.
So, but yeah, this has been a guitar-ish related podcast.
Guitar.
Go to Sweetwater, get yourself a brand new guitar for Christmas. The cool thing is, and I know I mentioned it once, I'm just going to mention it again. All right, guys, I ordered it on Friday around noon, and it came to me Saturday at 10 a.m.
That's less than 24 hours.
Less than 24-hour turnaround time.
That's insane.
And they'll give you atomic fireballs.
Yeah, they do.
They do give you some old man candy. They do give you some. It definitely doesn't expire.
Right. That's
doesn't
true.
Melt.
Well, it's been in that packaging since they probably got it when they were kids.
Yeah, that's true. But don't worry.
Finally getting rid of it.
I'll still enjoy some banana Laffy Taffy, kind of.
Oh, dude.
And some atomic fireballs, kind of.
Did you see, this is a little off topic again, but the GMM where they rated all the worst Halloween candies?
Oh, yeah.
And banana Laffy Taffy made it pretty far as like being one of the worst fucking candies.
It's going to be very hard to beat black licorice any day. The big thing was, is I was really surprised that whatever those candies are that are black orange, and they're just like, I don't know, the peanut butter taffy or something. I don't know. I'm surprised that didn't make the list. Didn't make the list at all. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Those old, like, they come in black wax paper orange wax paper.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Whatever those are. Didn't even make the list.
Whatever the fuck those are. Well, that's the thing. Nobody knows what they're called.
That's true. Maybe that's why. They couldn't vote for them.
They just spawn out of thin air.
But black licorice, yeah, it's hard to...
That one didn't win, actually, surprisingly. But I don't mind black licorice, to be honest with you. I mean, it's not good, but
no,
doesn't bother me that bad.
It's not good. It reminds me of Jägermeister.
Yep, but I used to drink the shit out of Jägermeister, so.
You are the Jägermeister.
I don't want to be a hypocrite.
Don't want to be a hypocrite.
Right.
But yeah, well, guys, you know, thanks for joining us again this Tuesday. Hopefully you had an awesome Thanksgiving. We're back this week to the one-hour format. We even talked a little bit of music. Hopefully you enjoyed just hearing us BS. And again, if you made it to the 32-minute mark or beyond, message me on Facebook. Just comment, said, hey.
I made it past the 32-minute mark.
I made it. That's all. Still listening.
Get some fucking real guests, man.
And if you actually made it to the 56-minute mark, make sure you let me know
good
that,
job.
Too. Yeah, good job. I imagine there's only a few of you left. But here's the important thing. All right, definitely check out Fox Bat's music. Joe works hard shredding the guitar in Fox Bat, and he works hard doing this show, not only being my guest but being my producer and being my best friend.
Yeah,
so
it's a full-time job,
full-time
on top
gig,
of my
dude.
Already real full-time job.
That's true.
I got a lot of full-time jobs,
and
check out the benefit for Iliad and Mike Mullins and buy some merch because they really could use some help.
Exactly. Look at you, man. That's where I was headed next.
Oh, yeah.
And you just
took
made
it right
it happen.
Off the top of the old dome.
So, yes, man. Open your hearts. Open your wallets.
It's Christmas.
Help.
Buy somebody something.
Yeah.
You know, I know you got like a niece or a nephew or somebody needs a onesie.
Yeah. So make it happen, guys. Support a great cause. Support Iliad. Help out Mike Mullins any way you can there. And thanks for supporting the Sean vs. Wild podcast while you're at it by tuning in each and every Tuesday. And guys, if you haven't yet, please like, share, and subscribe. It's on iTunes, it's on Stitcher, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, it's wherever you enjoy
Napster
stuff. It's on Napster, it's on LimeWire, it's on Plenty of Fish. So make sure you download it.
It's on farmersonly.com.
Make sure you go to farmersonly.com and enter promo code Sean versus Wild for free. What if that happened?
Dude, that'd be awesome.
A free month. I would love to get sponsored by Farmers Only.
That'd be sick.
Just an email away.
Yep.
You'll never know. Next week, go to farmersonly.com/Sean versus Wild for your free 30-day trial. Do you farm? Are you looking for a mate? Make it happen.
Here's the funny part. What, like, if somebody just started skipping through this podcast and it just landed on that,
they'd
be like, dude, he's fucking endorsed by fucking Farmers Only.
Dude, Farmers Only, brother. Heck, this is big business right here.
This is top dog shit right here, man.
But yeah. And guys, you know, thanks for hanging with me here. We'll be on track here for the next couple weeks. And then, like I said, we're taking a break for Christmas and New Year's, having our first break in 2 years. And we will see you again in 2019 after that. So anyway, yeah, tell your friends, tell your family,
Your mom,
tell anybody, man, about the podcast. Spread the word. And yeah, Joe, you have anything to say to the listeners?
Nope,
not a thing.
quit smoking
bro. But guys, thanks for tuning in. This has been the Sean vs. Wild podcast.
Oh, yes.
Thank you for listening. DNN.